Zimbabwe Republic Police is supposed to be the national police force of the country. And, of course, in terms of the constitution of Zimbabwe, which is the supreme law of the land, the ZRP should always conduct itself as a professional police force that dutifully respects the fundamental human rights of all citizens, including even the rights of people in custody, the rights of suspects, and the rights of accused persons. And we, as the MDC, we are saying that the level of police brutality that we recently witnessed after the highly successful stay away that was taken last week, a few days ago, is shocking. And it is the kind of brutality that is reminiscent, actually, of the racist Ian Smith colonial regime.
Are you going to take any action against the Zimbabwe Republic Police?
Definitely, yes. There are several options that we have already activated. The first option, obviously, is the parliamentary option, where we are already arranging and making the necessary consultations with our members of parliament in the National Assembly to ensure that Commissioner General of the ZRP, Augustine Chiwuri, together with the entire top brass of the Zimbabwe Republic Police Force, should be summoned to appear before the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs. And in the Senate, there is the Thematic Committee on Human Rights. It is also going to call upon Commissioner Chiwuri and the top brass of the ZRP to appear before that committee to answer the questions that I've already raised.